that you can't help but be yourself around me. Yourself around me. Sugar. When you're tripping, I know I make up, they make love, so I let you be. I let you be. It's the way you listen.
This is The Jukebox, and that was Beyoncé, a song from her 2016 release Lemonade, where she recounts her emotional journey after her husband, Jay-Z that is, was accused of infidelity. The song is called Plastic Off the Sofa, and she tells fans that she's forgiven her husband. Pretty interesting stuff. I heard that song, actually, I was on tour and just sitting in a Chili's and just having lunch, and I'd never heard it. And it was a groove, so I had to Shazam it, and it turned out it was Beyoncé. Crazy, right? Here are my good friends and kin, Digging Roots, their song Sweet Water. They have had a beautiful year. They won the Juno for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year, and they keep on touring across the globe. They've been to all sorts of places, Canada, the United States, even South Africa. This is Sweet Water on The Jukebox.
The high water line.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
She hasn't got time to make you wild.
You can never go wrong with Yes. That is I've Seen All Good People from their 1971 release. Yes, what a great band they are. And that song has been in so many movies, I think that it keeps on gaining new fans just because of that. We've got music from Daniel Lanois, a song called Shine. It's got a great love message to it. It really is one of those songs that makes you want to sing along and also go deeper into yourself about what matters to you. Daniel Lanois is a massive producer. He's worked with Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Peter Gabriel, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, and U2, just to name a few. We also have music from Jordan Klassen, and Jordan is an incredible singer-songwriter and producer from Vancouver, British Columbia. His song Nico came out last year and is just a joy to listen to. I hope you dig that. Right now, let's listen to something from Quantum Tangle. They are a Juno Award-winning musical group from here, and they've got a lot of singing and spoken word and throat singing and blues-influenced rock and electronica all combined in one. Here they are on the show. Here is Quantum Tangle.
Walk across the ice with me. We'll take our little family. Tundra tiger journey far, guided by the northern star. Walk across the ice with me. With your strong hands and my strength too, with your strong hands and my strength too, making shelter as we go, stronger than the wind we know, making shelter as we go, stronger than the wind we light. The dome, the womb holds life with care. It's time to leave, it's time to roam. We'll leave this house but take our home. What once held life, now just a shell. We say goodbye and wish it well. It's time to leave, it's time to roam.
Snow has so much to give. Who knew snow? Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Looking for the healing sun. shine, shine on.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. A rakish, eye-catching crest really sets some birds apart. Picture the blue jays of the east, or Stellar's jays of the west. A jay's crest is made up of a slender array of feathers on top of its head. These feathers are a bit longer and can be spiked up or slicked back, depending on what the bird is trying to communicate. When jays are sitting on eggs, feeding their young, or hanging out with their mate, their crests lie low. But in the case of heightened arousal, like in courtship or conflict, a jay's sharply raised crest tells a tale. The same goes for northern cardinals, and perhaps most crested birds. Even birds without crests, like crows or sparrows, sometimes puff up their short crown feathers. Why some species have crests and others don't remains a complex evolutionary question dating back to the dinosaurs. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Sarah Murner and Craig McKibben from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners from around the world.
Gold is very important. All these minerals are very important.